The White House Report.
There were a plethora of issues in the White House briefing Wednesday with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary. One of the issues was if the president will pardon Paul Manafort as well as Michael Flynn. But through Sarah Sanders, the president's attorney said there were no considerations to do that. But there was another issue, a very important issue placed in front of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the fact that there were no charges in the police-involved shooting of Alton Sterling. Also, this is happening at a time when there's a search for answers and the police-involved shooting death of Stephon Clark, who was shot in the back of his grandmother's home while he was holding a cell phone.
Certainly a terrible incident. This is something that is a local matter, and that's something that we feel should be left up to the local authorities at this point in time.
What do you feel about that? He was strongly behind police. He supports police, as much of America does, but wants to weed out bad policing. What does he say about weeding out bad policing when you continue to see these kinds of situations occur over and over again?
Certainly we want to make sure that all law enforcement is carrying out the letter of the law. The president's very supportive of law enforcement. But at the same time, in these specific cases, in these specific instances, those would be left up to local authorities to make that determination and not something for the federal government to weigh into.
There's one more large case that's still lingering. Eric Garner, that cried out 11 times, I can't breathe. His mother is still looking for something, an indictment of the police officers in New York. Does the president, has he asked them what's the status? Is it going to, if something's going to happen, what?
I'm not aware of any specific action. Once again, these would be local matters that should be left up to the local authority.
There was a follow-up question by NBC's Kristen Welker on it being a national versus a local issue.
Follow up with April quickly, if I could. You said these are local issues. And with respect, this seems to be an issue that the entire country is grappling with. These tensions between communities of color and police departments. Does the president not need to show leadership on this issue?
Look, we certainly, when the president has talked about a number of issues, we want to find ways to bring the country together, certainly not looking for any place of division. I think you've seen that in the policies that he's put forward. He wants to grow the economy, wants to do that for everybody. He wants a better America for every American, and that's been a repeated thing out of this White House. But when it comes to the authority to on the rulings that have taken place in the last few days, those are things that have to be done at a local level, and they're not federal decisions at this point in time.
But there are a lot of African-American moms all across the country feel as though their sons are dying. So doesn't the president feel like he needs to do something about that?
I think we should do every single thing we can every single day to protect the people of this country. I think the president, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, male or female, rich or poor, we look for ways to protect the individuals in this country, particularly children. That's why you've seen the president take an active role over the last several months in school safety and looking at ways. We want to do that across the board, whether a kid is in a school, whether they're at home, no matter where they are in this country, kids should feel safe. And that's why this president has focused on safety and security as a big part of the priorities of this administration, both through securing our borders and stopping the flow of drugs, stopping the flow of gangs, stopping the number of school shootings by the Stop School Violence Act, the background system. I'm not saying it's perfect, and until every child is safe, we can always do more, and we're going to show up every day for work trying to do exactly that.
In a related note, police-involved fatal shootings have stirred up conversation across the nation, and many communities stand with those affected by the police-involved fatal shootings. It's also been a national issue when you think of Colin Kaepernick, the former NFL player who cannot get a job because he took a knee when it came to police-involved shootings during the national anthem during the NFL football games. President Trump has gone to say that it's offensive and disrespectful to the nation's soldiers as well as the American flag. But that is not what Colin Kaepernick stood for. And meanwhile, when it comes to this being a national issue, it's a national issue because many of those cases have dealt with issues of civil rights and criminal justice, and they were brought to the Department of Justice over the years, to include the case that still is looking for closure, the Eric Garner case, where Eric Garner called out 11 times, I can't breathe, when in a chokehold by New York City police. For updates on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.